The accepted measurement of the circumference of the earth at the equator is 24,909 miles and 39 hundredths of a mile. That estimate was made in 1909, and it was unchallenged for 50 years. And then a group of Army scientists decided to see if it was so. So they found out that the true measurement is 0.84 miles shorter than the 1909 estimate. Many things are taken for granted that are not necessarily right or true. This is especially true when we measure life and character. Last week in worship, we talked about how the different generations define reality and life and character. A summary of the Who We Are conversation is in your bulletin today. One thing that we talked about is that builders and baby boomers, particularly the early boomers, generally grew up in a society with absolute or near absolute standards and values. And they generally grew up in a world with fairly dependable beliefs and standards of right and wrong, of good and evil, of lawful and unlawful. Gen X and millennials and Gen Z know this, they appreciate this, and there are millions in these three generations who live lives and develop character with absolute or near absolute values and standards and ethics and beliefs because it's proven to be dependable. A faith-inspired model. We also live in a time when people from every generation want to carve out their own belief systems and their own values and their own ethics. I think people want a sure standard, an unchangeable and loving and true standard by which we may test and develop our thinking, our attitudes, and our actions. And I believe we find that standard in the life of Jesus Christ. So, on this Thanksgiving Sunday, 1 month until Christmas Eve, yikes, here are four ways that we can measure life. Number one, life can be measured by how you care for others. Our CARE ministry, which stands for Christians Actively Reaching Everyone, which is our card-writing ministry that meets weekly, guest, hospitality, hugs, women's ministries, men's ministries, youth ministries, and the thousands of individual acts of kindness that you do and have done throughout 2019. Just a few of our examples. Paul's words in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2 says, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." And those words still mean a lot to us here at Bethany. They ring true for us. They're a standard of value that we have. And I hope that sometime this season you will find a way to lift someone up. If you haven't already, please consider picking up a reverse Advent bag. We handed them out last Sunday. If you weren't here, there are still a few around. All families and people of any generation can participate, and thank you for doing that. If you can't find one this morning, contact Judy Berner. Life can be measured by how you care for others. Number two, life can be measured by how you face your struggles. And this is the same for all generations. We're to face our challenges, not run from them. The writer of the Psalms says, "In my time of distress, when life felt like a rushing waterfall and I feel like I'm about to go under, you, Lord, preserve me. You keep me in the day of my troubles and you deliver me." Think about the Apostle Paul. Paul wrote, "I bear on my body the marks of our Lord Jesus Christ." Michelangelo fought through illnesses while painting his greatest masterpieces. This time of year, we recall how the first pilgrims endured deprivation, pneumonia, starvation, scurvy, for religious freedom, and how Native Americans helped them. Think about the struggles that Lincoln faced emotionally and politically as he challenged slavery. And the lady suffragettes who endured prison and degrading treatment for the right to vote. Our children and our youth face very real struggles too. And kids, this morning we want you to know that we love you and we pray for you, and you know better than we do what goes on in your schools, in your clubs, on your teams. And we care about you, and we care about your friends, and we care about those that you may not call friends, but that are part of your life. Life can be measured by how you face your struggles. And, you know, our kids, our youth need a lot of help today. They need a lot of support and encouragement, too. We know you're struggling against peer pressure, probably the number one thing you struggle against. Peer pressure into having sex, into drinking underage, into bullying and cyberbullying, just to name a few. We know that you struggle with being tempted to do those things by other people, by your own friends even. We know that you're on the front line, and we want to help you overcome. And parents, we care about you too, because as your child or your teen is developing their character and as they're understanding, gaining their understanding of Christ and what it means to becoming a Christian, try not to be judgmental. But make your expectations and your opinions clear. It's important that your child and that your teen understand that you love them and that you're with them and that you don't condone certain behaviors and that your kids know the consequences. We can measure life by how we face our struggles. Number three, life can be measured by your purpose for living. Some of you found out your purpose real early in life. Maybe it was partly inscribed upon you by parents or grandparents or friends or others, and you knew your purpose fairly early in life, and it was pretty solid. There might be others who really didn't understand their purpose early on in life, or maybe it came later, or maybe you're still wondering what your purpose is. I just want you to know that I pray for you and for your families. I pray for peace and for love. And when you look around your table this week, sort of like I was telling in the children's story, realize that just as the food in each dish is different, but it contributes to the whole meal, recognize that every person in your family is different and they contribute to who you are as a family. And I pray for you that your Thanksgiving will just be free from complaining. How about that? Would that be okay? Free from complaining and free from criticism. I heard a joke about complaining. Let me show you a joke on complaining. A man went to the woman at the Board of Health and complained. Says, I've got three brothers. We all live in the same house. One of my brothers has six cats. Another has five dogs. The other has a goat, a llama, and a porcupine. And the smell is terrible. Can you do anything about it? And the woman thought and thought, and then she asked, she said, well, why don't you open the window? And he said, what, and lose all my pigeons? Life can be measured by how you care for others, by how you face your struggles, by your purpose for living, and can be measured by your faith in Christ. We complain. We criticize. But it's often said to me, we live like kings and queens and don't even know it. Life can be measured by your faith in Christ. It might be that lasts the longest and stands when everything else fades away. So I pray that you will choose to make growing in your faith a priority. And then you can not only say this year, look what I've done, but you can say, look what God has done in my life, and look what he continues to do through me. That God has had his eye on you and his heart on you and has counseled you and taught you and led you. And God's delivered you through some tough stuff this year. He's been faithful. So go ahead and give thanks where thanks is due. Let me close with a story. A college freshman was invited over to dinner with some friends that she had made. And she had seen them around the campus, so she had a pretty good feeling about the invitation. Well, when she arrived, the host said, "Will you give our blessing?" And she thought, "Well, I don't know what to say." She was quite nervous. She was thinking and thinking about what to be thankful for and what to say. And she didn't want to, you know, appear to be too Jesus-y, but she also didn't want to be embarrassed either, and she wanted to honor the Lord. So the time came for her to pray, and she prayed, "Lord, make us more thankful for our blessings." She prayed a better prayer than she realized. Because if we are more thankful, then we will be more thankful. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, may we measure life not so much by how much we have, but by how much we give to others and return to you. We pray in your name. Amen. Before we take our offering this morning, I want to thank you once again for your generosity this year. Thank you for fulfilling your faith promise cards, if you filled out one. And if you didn't, but continue to give regularly, thank you for that. Thank you for helping to keep the church building in the nice condition that it's in. But also thank you for the ministries that you help to provide. When we are the church out of here, I think that's sometimes when we're at our best. Thank you for paying for my salary. And for our staff, too. They appreciate it. And for the many ways, both in first-mile giving and in second-mile giving, that you have helped participate in mission projects, our children during vacation Bible school, our youth in their events. Thank you.